We have a new music project. If you check the blog, check Facebook, there's a new music project that Kyle and Wes have been working on. So Kyle, come on up here. Here's the thing. They put together a number of songs on this project. And so it is out and it's available. He walked in my office with a huge grin on his face. He's been talking about it incessantly, and so I'm glad that it's finally done. And I know you are too. But you're a busy guy. I know that. I know Wes is a busy guy. How did this thing start? You decided we wanted to begin to record, put down some songs. Where did this whole idea come from?
Well, we are really lucky at UPC to have a wealth of resources to do things like this and have the equipment to do so. And Wes and I saw a few things. First, that we have the equipment and it hasn't been really being used to its full capacity. So that was sort of the first thing, was, hey, let's have some fun and let's see where it goes. The idea at first was just to do a couple songs, probably just have them for fun. As we got into it, we realized that it was a little bit more to it than that. And so we decided, you know, let's just work on this on our own time and just put together a nice little electronic EP that doesn't take doing full band recordings and things like that, and let's see where we go with it. So that was the start of it. As far as the motivation behind it, one of the things in genre, I guess you could call it electronic worship in a sense. It's kind of weird, but it's mostly, there's no like real drums or real bass guitars. The only real instruments are vocals and guitars and pianos. And but the idea was, I grew up kind of in this two kind of polarized world. I sang in choral music, grew up kind of classically trained choral vocalist, and then I also was leading worship with bands and stuff. And these two worlds seemed to be so far apart from one another, never to meet, kind of like we may experience here at UPC. The morning we have our choir, and in the evening we have our bands, and they seem so far apart, and they can't ever merge. But I realized that that as I grew up and learned more about worship and about music, that these two things are not incompatible. These two things are they can go together, and that and also on a more theological note, that worship is astylistic, that it doesn't have to be rooted in any one style. And so our thought behind some of the stuff we did with this album was, how do we take things like an organ like we have access to here at UPC, a choir like we have access to here at UPC, Wes's gifts of electronic sequencing, my gifts of songwriting, and how do we put those all together into something that is sort of a logical worship flow in a quick 3-4 song EP.
Which I love. Am I right? You actually put St. Francis together with an electronic beat.
Yeah, and Joanne Stremler.
Who does that?
Joanne Stremler on the organ.
Right. Well, so talk about the pieces you pulled together. Yeah. Which, you know, big guns. You brought in the big guns. What are some of the pieces you brought together?
So yeah, like choirs. Oh, we've got a selection of the UPC Cathedral choirs doing different pieces on a few of the songs. We've got Joanne on organ, which was a blast to record, and it really kind of shines on All Creatures of Our God and King, which is one of the arrangements we did. You know, pianos, guitars, and then electronic kind of
beats. So what is it? Yeah, some beats. That's All Creatures of Our God and King, attributed to St. Francis. It's been sung for a long time.
We rewrote melodies to some hymns, trying to refresh. So we're trying to bring together a lot of what we're doing, I guess, and what we are trying to do is bring together old and new and show that they are not incompatible. And in a theological note that I care about is the same thing with the body of Christ, that both today and before and the future, we are one body. And I believe that worship-wise and stylistic-wise, that we can represent that.
So you mashed all this stuff up. Mm-hmm. What is it that you're hoping will come out of this? I know you guys had a lot of fun, and that's good. That's a big part of it. But what are you hoping that from this kind of crazy mashup of stuff?
More than anything else, we hope that it inspires people to do some similar things, to not just be stuck in their own little world, but to look outside of whatever. It doesn't have to be music. It can be what you do at work or the church and the place you find yourself serving. Like, look outside your own little box and see how much bigger of a world there is, and see what it looks like to put pieces together that normally go together.
Yeah.
And That's our hope, is that these songs, in a musical sense, you could never reproduce them. The way we've done them is kind of outlandish in a sense, and most people wouldn't be able to just put them together. But the hope is that they might inspire other people to do their own arrangements or to do their own, something similar. All of the songs are under Creative Commons licensing, so if you like the songs, you can take them and remix them. If you like doing that kind of stuff, play with them.
Here's the thing that I think is particularly unique and is an opportunity for us at a place like UPC, is that we do have a big choir. We've got a great choir. We have a great organ, a great organist. But we also have people with gifts and making electronic music and rocking around guitars. And we have all of that. And one of the things that I think we can do is begin to pull these things together in a unique way. It's actually the thing that captured my attention or my imagination when I was trying to think of a different name for us a few years ago and came up with convergence. Is that's what a convergence comes together, and what you usually get is creative, dynamic, but it's usually unpredictable. But that is the place of growth. That is a place of energy. That is a place of life. And I think that's what we can do when, like you say, we get beyond these wars about, is it hymns or praise songs? Is it organ or guitar? Well, it's both. And I think I'm so thankful that we're coming to a place in the church where we're starting to get beyond that. And I think someone like Kyle actually embodies that. He can sing with the best of them in the choir, and he can do what he does here on a Tuesday night. And we do not have to fight these wars over style, because worship is not fundamentally about style. So we can release things like St. Francis's words that have inspired the church for a long time. We can bring them to new life now with an electronic beat. That's actually my hope for what convergence can be, is that convergence can be a place where we can come together, where we can mash some stuff up that sometimes stays apart, that we can bring together grace and truth, we can bring together our sense of call and God's kingdom mission in the world, and we can see something dynamic and creative come out of it, and that can release it. That's my hope for this room. That's what I hope for what we do here. So one of the things that we can do to encourage these guys, as they have stepped out and they have presented something for us, is to go and actually download it tonight. I know that it is a big deal for them, that they wanted to make it free, they wanted to make it available, and so the first and foremost, I encourage every one of you, download it and share it on Facebook tonight. They just want it shared and listened to. I'd also encourage you, and Kyle wouldn't say this, I'd also encourage you to throw in a few bucks. You can name your price on it, but to encourage them.
Put in zero, it's okay. Just download it.
Put in $50.